Okay, we're holding Chafal from a base. Bottom line. Omer of Kahana. Darsh Rav Nosson Bar Minyam, Mishmed Rabbi Tanchum. The Darsh in the name of Rav Tanchum. Ner Shalchanaka Shemahinicha Lamalami Chavama is Psula. If you put the Ner too high, it's not valid. It has to be seen. Kesuka, like the Lachu by Skach, that can't be above 20 Amos. Ukimavi, if a person wants to put a Kura across the top of the Mavi, so the Lachu is that it has to be visible. And it can't be there for, it can't be placed above 20 Amos. Once we're quoting in the name of Rav Kahana, Omer of Kahana, Dorosh of Nosan Barman Yami, Mishved Rav Tanchum. So, seemingly, this drasha has nothing to do with our sugya, but Ma'adiksev, but it's quote of the same person. Ma'adiksev says, "By Borreken, but mine by Yosef says they put him into the pit, and the pit was empty; it did not have any water in it." Mimash Mashenemer v'Haborrek any day Hashem b'Mayim. It says it's empty; it means there's no water in it. Isn't that obvious? So that means it doesn't have mayim. There was no water in it, but there were dangerous, lethal snakes and scorpions. I once heard of Pshat and the connection between the two members, why they're here. I mean, the kavanah was to save him. I mean, that was Reuben's kavanah, was... right? To put him into the pit, so that's Grace Hatzola to put him into a pit where he's with the Choshman Akrabim. And the answer is that Chazal said if it's too deep, you can't recognize, you can't see things. It's like you had the idea if it's too high, you can't see things, which is a piece of the memory before. So he's under his impression was there was nothing in there. Like you find that if you put the Malam Echof, it's not visible. If you put the board was too, so he thought it was empty, but really it wasn't empty. So water, you could tell if there's water in there or not. The water's going to rise. But you couldn't tell if there were other things in there. That would be the push-up shot, maybe, in connection to the two things. Okay. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'hanichah l'betefach ha'smuchah l'pesach. The correct place to put it is to put by the doorway on the outside. I mean, the mitzvah was to put it on the outside. But you should put it on the outside. You shouldn't put it... It was near Ishu Beis, so you're supposed to put it outside. You're supposed to put it outside, right immediately adjacent to where the door is, within the tefach, next to the doorway. Where should you put it on that doorway? So Rashi prayed to Rav Amar, "Miyamin, you should put it on the right side of the door." So Rashi says, "Miyamin means the right going into the house. So from the outside, if you're facing the door, that'll be on the right. So people will see it." Right there on the right side of the door of the doorway. The Morris says that's Rav Acha Bar Rava says Mimin. Rav Shmuel Amar Midifti Amar is Mismol. You should put it on the left. Vilchazam Mismol. You put it on the left again, facing the doorway from the outside on the left. They should say Ner Chanukah Mismol Mezuzah Mimin because this way you'd have the Mezuzah on the right side and you have the Ner Chanukah on the left side. The person surrounded by mitzvahs, and the shilta is quotes his piece, and the shilta again was one of the first swarm composed after the Zman of the Gemara, suppose, in the 8th century by one of the Goinim, Rabbi Choy, and he adds in, and the Balabos with his sitzes walks in through the middle, and your meshulash by mitzvahs. And then the problem is, the chard, there's no mitzvah of sitzes belayla. So it's a raya, he holds that you're supposed to light by shkia, and he holds shkia still sitzin of yoyim, and that's the whole shikol tar. Okay, you know, exactly from that shikol. But the maisa, he adds in that beyond the poetic element, there's the halacha issues with it, but the balabais with his sitzes goes in the middle. Tetsi Rashi. Psula. Because the person doesn't see above 20 amas, and so you've not accomplished the goal, which was to publicize the nes. Like you find By Sukkah, it says, the Mishnah says, above 20 is no good. And by Mavid, the Mishnah says, in Erev, that above 20 is no good. Tosfos asked the Kasher, if you remember when we learned Sukkah, the Mishnah says, by Sukkah, the Mishnah says, Loshon Apsula, by Mavid, it says, Yemayit, lower it down. Old Sukkahs, right? So the more we ask, why do you say Pasul versus Yemayit, the more answers, because we're talking about the Raisas, you say Lashon Apostle, we're talking about the Rabbanon, you say what to do with Tikkun. So by Mavi it says, lower it. Over here it says, the Rabbanon, you should say Yemayit. So it says you can't say that, because over here, if you hold Halakha or Semitzah, Bishas Halakha, it has to be in the right place. You can't say Yemayit, lower it, it's not going to be good. You have to put it out and relight it. So obviously that's not called lowering it, that's called redoing the whole Mitzvah. So you just say Pasul. So according to Rashi again, so if the door opens into the chatzah, you light by the doorway. You always light by your doorway, whether it's opening into a chatzah or into Rosh Hashanah, and whatever it's opening up into, that's where you light. So you light in this doorway, the tefach hasamach lepesach, the tefach adjacent to the doorway. If you move it further away, it's not clear who put it there exactly. So, and our goal is to have it should be obvious that he's the one who's putting it there. Miyamin, because he's also from the right as he enters, the Beisoy, the Yamin. Suppose on the right side going in. Mezuzah, Kaimelon, the Yamin. Mezuzah is on the right side. Yachsi, with Darshan, Mezuzah, Beisecha. And the more Darshan, Zerach, be Oschel. Beisecha is the word of the way you come in. He Oker, Inish, Kare, Dimino, Oker, Beresh. In general, the person, you right foot forward. So therefore the right side is your entrance, you're entering in with your right more than with your left. You stop and open your door and you walk in with your right foot. So we don't picture, but the right goes in first before the left. That's really what comes out in a certain sense. Okay. Now the next piece of Gemara is going to carry us all the way, to some extent, all the way into Mabez. And it's really a continuation of the sugya which I had before, of what are the limits of what a person's allowed to do in regards to using the nair for various purposes. So before we had Motzli Shamash L'Arav or Osli Shamash L'Arav. The Gemara is going to go back and revisit that a little bit. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Amar Rav is the question. If you're Amar Rav or not, also the hearts is most connected near Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your money in front of the by the near Chanukah. So Kemisa Kameda Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said, when I quoted this statement, Rav Yehuda spent time learning by Rav and by Shmuel. So, assuming the quote is from Rav. Then he went over. He says. Then he repeated this idea that he heard from Rav or from Rav Asi in front of Shmuel. Amalisa, Shmuel said to me, "Bechin ner kedusha yeshba? Is there any holiness in the ner? Like there's no way to use the ner to count the mos." So now the Shmuel holds its mutter. So the question is, how does the shtim of the Gemara before of the also the shamashara, mutzli shamashara. So every rishon over here has an opinion. The Rosh, the Ran, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritua. It was like everybody has their mahalach. The Balamor learns that the two gemaras there's actually three opinions. One is that it's permitted to do any type of hishtamshus, which is even a tashmish not shal mitzvah. That's Shmuel's opinion. The man number four said, also the Shamash L'Ara meant any type of usage, even Shal Mitzvah. And Rav over here is saying that you can't use it for Tashmish of Rishus, of counting money, but the Tashmish Shal Mitzvah would be permitted. So he's limiting the Isser to Lahartis Mos, can I get a Chanukah, something which is an example of that, being something which is Dabar Shal Rishus. That's how he answers the question. But before we were talking about, and before we're saying there's no usage at all, how do we know? Because Sudas Shabbos is a mitzvah. So if you be mutal ishtamash la'era, the chashash for mitzvahs, so the chashash of shamayata would still apply. And he's saying there's no concern of shamayata because it's also ishtamash. It's also ishtamash means even shal mitzvah, because that's why there was no concern of shamayata in the Gemara before, and that's why we're allowed to use those psilos and shmonim for Chanukah, even the night of Shabbos, because you wouldn't come to be matir, because you're not, you know, I'll use it anyway. But if you hold it's mutzah ishtamash la'era, the tzarech mitzvah would be oster to use those oils and psilis because of the concern of Shemayat. The Rosh says that the Gemara before is only telling me a kavua de kishtamsh, the person sits down, he wants to read or something of that sort. So something of that sort, that then you have a concern of Shemayat, and that's that problem that the Gemara before. But to just for a moment, you want to check something in your pocket, the concern of Shemayat is much less. It's not used. It's not like a kabbalistic thing that you're using it ongoing moment. So the concern of shemayata was less. I wouldn't know from the Gemara before that that's osir. So that's why we have this machlokas over here. Is that osir or not? And Rav says it is, and Shmuel says it's not. So temporary, as opposed to kabbalah type of hishtamshes, but a temporary type of hishtamshes is the discussion at hand over here. Just going back to the Baal HaMor says, so in the logic, he doesn't say Rashi's idea of Hecker. He says that the logic is, and the Rashi says also, that according to Rav, the issue is covered of a mitzvah. So the Tzarech Hishtamshes of a mitzvah, for another mitzvah, is not a problem. It's not a bizoyan for the mitzvah to use it for another mitzvah. The Gemara before was saying the problem was they made it like the Nair of the Mikdash. The Nair of the Mikdash was not well used for anything. So it's a total, they made it Daima to the Nair of the Mikdash, which was totally also Bahano. And that's the Gemara before. Rashi before said that the goal was it should be Nicker, that it should Hushal Mitzvah, Nair Mitzvah. So you'd wonder, maybe he could hold it the Rosh, that you know that wouldn't preclude a momentary type of use that wouldn't take away from the hacker, because you see you're dafka lighting another nair not to use this. There's the ongoing the ongoing use is not, you're limiting yourself not to use it. The fact that temporarily use it for something else might not be a problem. Okay, Maskel Rav Yosef has a difficulty with Shmuel's statement. Shmuel says that the only reason why there'd be a problem over here is because it has kedusha, and nair has no kedusha. Well, that's not true. Mechi dam kedusha yesh boy. By kisi adam, is there any kedusha in the dam? And still, we know there's a concept that mitzvahs should not. You have a certain covered you have to have for mitzvahs. The Tanya, b'shafach v'kisi. So he lets the blood flow out. He literally pours out the blood, which means he shechs the animal. And then he covers. So darshan b'masha shavach yichase. You have to cover with the same hand which shech should cover, which means doesn't mean that the right hand versus the left hand. It means shel yechasen b'regel, you shouldn't use your foot. Shelo yehei mitzvahs bezuyas alav, because there's a covenant how to do mitzvahs. So you do a mitzvah kisi adam, person shechs a bird, he has to cover the blood. He has to do it in an honorable fashion. So over achanam shelo yehei mitzvahs bezuyas alav. So Rabbi Yosef understands that Rav's halach over here wasn't. It was because of covered a mitzvah. So using the mitzvah for the purpose of counting money is degrading to the mitzvah. It's not obviously the same level of degradation as covering the blood with a foot, but it's the concept. Rav's point was that you can't degrade the mitzvah. So there's nothing with kedusha. That's not the issue. Okay. Why many Rav Shimon Levi? Ma'al he stopik minoy sukkah kol shiva. Person puts up a noy sukkah. Actually, as an example, what they used to use for noy sukkah was they would put it, they would hang fruit in the sukkah. Okay. So now you want to use it. Amalei hare omru also laharches most kenegan nir chanukah. So we have before that you can't, they said that you can't use Ner Chanukah for something else. So similarly, you can't use the Nois Sukkah for anything other than the Nois Sukkah.
Is this talking just on Sukkahs?
Let's say for even on, just on Sukkahs. Tosis raises the question, what happened to the Huxel Mitzvosa? We have a concept called Huxel Mitzvosa. It's been designated for the purpose of the mitzvah, therefore it becomes a muksa, you can't use it for anything else. So what happened to the Huxel Mitzvosa, which is more later on, and the third parak, the more applies Huxel Mitzvosa to Sukkah. So that's Tosis' problem. Tosis says the Teretz, which is a Chiddush. That's a problem. Okay. Some Rabbi Yosef Mori Davrom, he was like exclaiming, master of a Rama Bino, Gewalt in the Welt. We say, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya. He's got it backwards. He asks a question about something which there's a preferential price about, and he proves his answer. Instead of bringing the price, he brings a statement of an Amara. That Amara said it's also lahartzus. So you're backwards. You're bringing a loy tanya. It's the source for a tanya. It's something which you have a brisa about. The tanya is a brisa. Sichel kelchosa. Person put up the schach properly, and then ubiitra, and then he was ma'atzer. He made it beautiful with various different things. So first goes to a list. Bekromim ubesadinim amatsiyorim. And see hung on the wall. Panels of, you know, like rugs or sheets, which have pictures on them, and the tolaboy that he hung on the schach, a goizim, not a farsakim, a farsake, apricots, thank you, shkedim, almonds, rimonim, and pomegranates, bechili anovim, clusters of grapes, matarash shibolim, literally wreaths of made out of stalks of grain, yenus or containers which held wine, shmonim, oils, uslosses, and flowers. So you hung various different types of fruits from the schach. Also, these tavik mehen ad motzei yom tov achron shalchai. You cannot use them until after yom tov. But if you made a condition and you put them up, the Brisa says it works according to the person's the condition will allow it in various different cases. If you, when you put it up, you designate it. The more we had in the sukkah discussions, what exactly is the valid designation that you need to do to be ma'atarit? Basically, the person says that the whole benesh moshes of each night, he's saying, I am not being boiled from them, saying I'm not necessarily designating these things with the noy sukkah during benesh moshes. I might decide to take it for myself. So it never became designated for, fully designated for the purpose of Noi Sukkah, therefore does not get the Yisurim of Noi Sukkah on it. But Kaponim Brisa says you can't use it for anything else. El Amar of Yosef, Brisa says, but the Maisa Avu and the Kulon is not. The source for all of these halachas, both the halacha by Noi Sukkah and by Ner Chanukah, is from the Brisa, which Brisa quoted before, by dam. Mitzvahs cannot be bezuyas alav. There's a certain respect you have to have for mitzvahs. You can't use it for whatever you want. Rashi, the heart says limnas. You can't count. The masha shavach, the yodash shavach, ba the one that you shechted with, will ever dagle not with the fault. Nois sukkah, Paris should tell them by the north. Paris should hang there for beauty. Word of Rome, Lashon Tamihu. It's to be read as a question. Toli Sukkah, the Tanya, but Braisa behead to the Farsha also. So he took Sukkah, which we have Braisa about that. And he said the source for the din of Sukkah, instead of the Braisa, was B'loi Tanya. B'nir Chanukah, the member of the Ravasi who made a Braisa. He brought a source from an Amar instead of from a Braisa. Mitzvah Kramim Pora, he made it beautiful. Feyaro made it beautiful. Biriyah Shaltzvoyim with curtains, colored curtains, Shakaran Ubrites. Hisna Layim, Bibsethis Beyah, Ukimna, Ba'imer, any Bolomi, Han Kolben, Ashmoshes, Shalkirish Yamtav Rishon. He says, I am not separating my rights to them. I'm not refraining from them. The whole Ben HaShemashas of the first night. So they never began the status of being part of the sukkah, because he says, I might take it on any moment. Any other language would not work. The source of all of them is there the Brisa says the drasha, and it says the reason. So Tosha deals with this question, you know, that we had over there in Sukkah, the Mashal, when we learned that Mishnah, that Brisa, I'm sorry, the Gemara discusses it under the concept, the rule of Huxa Mitzase. Most of them are designated for to be part of the schach, so the din of huksa. Tosis Mechadish, Tosis Sheet over here, which is not like the other Rishonim, is that huksa mitzvah only applies on Shabbos and Yomtiv. There's no din of huksa mitzvah during Chol HaMoed. So, in order for this to be also Chol HaMoed, you have to come on to this issue of mitzvah bezuyas alav. So, to forget about huksa mitzvah, just use mitzvah bezuyas alav. That only wouldn't apply once it falls down, Tosis says. But Huxa Mitzvah applies once it's designated, at least for Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to Tosis. Once it's designated, it remains designated for the remainder of Shabbos or Yom Tov. Whereas Mitzvah Zuzalov is only called Zman, it's functioning in the Mitzvah. Once it's finished with the Mitzvah, that limitation wouldn't apply. That's Tosis' Shita. But many other Rishonim disagree with Tosis and hold that Huxa Mitzvah does apply. The designation that this is designated for the mitzvah, can't be used for something else, is applies even Chol HaMoed also. In other words, long as it's a game for the mitzvah to exist, that which creates an issue of tiltal only applies in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Once something hooks the mitzvah, so now it comes Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's not usable for anything else. So now it becomes also to be metaltal. So Chol HaMoed is always moving something on the noy, but you can't use it for anything else. But they come along and say, so how do they answer the Gemara? So they come along and say that wouldn't preclude a usage which would not be mevatel the mitzvah. The huzah mitzvah means is an ezer of the mitzvah. You can't do anything to take it away from them being the mitzvah. So, but using the Ner Chanukah to count against it by it, that's not any way diminishing from the mitzvah. Let's say. So that wouldn't be also because of the hook of the mitzvah. So they have to come onto this. So it's not a cover for the mitzvah. It's degrading to the mitzvah. So that's a separate issue. So which you learn from them that hook of the mitzvah wouldn't apply. But the case of dam, what you use to cover it, it's not shaykh to the mitzvah. So, but there's another issue of mitzvah bezuyas alav. Now, so then you'd have to understand, according to that, his topic, Minoy Sukkah Kol Shiva, would have to be in a way that you're not diminishing its usage. Otherwise, that's the Nefuk Sama Tzosai. And that's otherwise, it doesn't really fit in the Sugya. But now, that's a little bit harder to fit into the Sugya.
Using us say to for a mitzvah purpose, right? So it's not using mitzvah, but
and he this one is not learning that he's not doesn't have that requirement. That's why the way you're going to have to learn pashas. That's in other words the same way the Balaam Mor would learn. Well, it depends. The same way the Balaam Mor learned that's the issue was damage to the menorah of the mikdash, and here we're saying we don't have that, but instead we have. The issue of just the cover of the mitzvah. So according to Rashi, there's the word of hekker, and here's the word of just cover of the mitzvah, not a din of hekker. Unless you learn, like the Russians say, this is a temporary usage which doesn't take away the hekker. Those are your two choices. Itamar, Rav over Eim Alikim in Ner Lener. You can, so Rav said before, Osel Hartzis Moz Kenegat Ner Chanukah. He says, since he's taking it a step further, you can't light one Ner Chanukah to the next. Shmuel Amar Menikin, you could light. Rav Amar Ein Matir Mitzitzes Mi Begad LeBegad, you can't transfer tzitzes. From an old talus to a new talus. Shmuel Amar Matir Mi Begad LeBegad, you could transfer. Rabbi Reina Locha. Now, this is three cases where we have Chos Rabbi and Shmuel, and we'll see why they're lumped together. There's not necessarily a flow in the logic between all three of them. Rabbi Ein Halacha Kiruv Shimon Begreira. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kiruv Shimon Begreira. So the famous Rav Shimon, the Gemara is going to quote Rav Shimon, of Davar Sheni Miskaven, a person is on a dirt floor, or on a dirt, on the outside of the dirt ground, on the dirt, a person is moving along an item for the purpose of just schlepping it. There's a possibility it might make a charitz, which would function in some way either as boina or charesh, depending on what's inside or outside. But it's not what is going to happen, and that's not his kavana. So Rav Shimon says that's mutter. Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Unless it's definitely going to make it a psik reisha, and Rav Shimon is one of the psik reisha. So Rav says we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Davar Sheni Miskaven is awesome. Shmuel says we pass like Rav Shimon, and Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Amar Abaye. So why are these three things lumped together over here? It says Kamili Demar Ovid Kirav. Rabba was by his Rebbe, so my master, Rabba, Paschal, everything like Rav, the Varmah Hanitlas, Dovid Kishmul, except for these three things, he followed Shmuel's Psak over Rav's. Number one, Malikim and the Nair. Rabba would light from one Nair to the other. Matirmi Begad, the Begad, he would transfer his from one Begad to another Begad. And he would Paschal, like Rav Shimon, Begrera, in the case of Begrera, the Tanya of Shimon Omer. Gerber Adam, person is allowed to drag Mita, a bed, Kisei, a chair, Besafsal, a bench. As long as he has no intention to make the furrow. Okay. So that is, I guess, why the three of them are lumped together, because those are the three which where Rabba passing like Shmuel over Rab. One of the Talmidim was sitting in front of Rav Adabar Ava, and he said the following thought: time at the Rav. The reason why Rav says you can't light me near the Nair is Mishum Bizi Mitzvah. It's a bizarre for the Mitzvah to light. Use the Mitzvah of the Nair Chanukah to light something else. Amaluhu. So she said to the. So Rav Adabar Ava responded to this. Comes to this Talmud, he said to his Talmidim, Amrul, he said to them, means the Beis Medrash, everybody there in Beis Medrash, you know, said, everybody said, Gabal the Gabshat, he said, Nay, Lord Tzitzisule, don't listen to him, it's not the Pshat. Time of the Rav, Mishum to come Machish Mitzvah. The reason why Rav said it's also, it looks like there's an element of your weakening it, because as you light, you're taking away the flame from it. So it looks like you're lessening the Mitzvah. It's not a question of bizoyin, it's a question of being machish, weakening it. Was he taking some of the oil away? It looks like you're trying to lessen it, and that's a different level of a problem. My benayu. This is where would you have a practical difference between these two explanations, between bizi mitzvah and machish mitzvah? Ike minayu, the kamadlik mishraga l'shraga. You would bring the second lamp next to the first lamp, and you would light directly from one to the other. As opposed to using a toothpick, you know, using a mat in between. No, I said it looks to people like you're taking away from the light. It looks to people like you're taking away some of the oil, etc. Not that you're actually doing that. Samura says, well, mandam mishu bizi mitzvah mishraga the shraga madlik. If you're doing it for another mitzvah, so there's no problem with the light from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, because you're using it for mitzvah. So from one light candle to the other, you'd be allowed to light. The Rishonim here deal with the chur, there's a dinner, we have to have it in place when you light it, so you can't actually move it, so it means you would be able not to farm each other, you extend the wick out of lamp number two, and you light it, and then you know, you make sure that it gets back in place. That's called it's been karmai. But the problem is, it looks like you're lessening one when you light from it. That's going to apply, even if you're lighting it with tzarech mitzvah. That's going to apply. So Moshe has a kash on that, but let's see Rashi. We can get the Rashi's in before we stop. Minir Lanir, the Chanukah, one near of the other near of Chanukah, the Kimafarish time of the Kimelik, the more explains why later on. The Hatzel Tzitzis, Metalis Yosha, and the Talis Chodosh, you want to transfer Tzitzis from one old Talis to new Talis, and the Menachos, the Farish time of the Mandos, the more explains over there what the issue is with the one who says that it's Osir. Tzitzis deals a little bit over here. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. If you have no intent, it's mutter. Rav agav the kavod kriz. Even if a kriz happens, it's okay. Rabbi told the kavod, and it's outside. That'll be a making furus. I told the kavod a boina, or inside. It's a told of you have a usable hole. So that's a binyan. Shimon the hill is a karabi suri b'kulishas. Generally, we pass like Rav over Shmuel when it comes to these surim. Therefore, except for these three, we don't pass them like Rav, but we're Shmuel passing like Shmuel over Rav. That's why they go together. Come with the Mar, Rav, Bar Nachmani. We do like Rav, except for these three things. Lass is Charitz Karsina to make a for time of the Rav. Miner Lener Mishum Bizu Mitzvah. Shemali Kisim Shena Shem Mina Mitzvah Miner Shem Mitzvah. Metal Mad Lekashar. You would light a piece of wood from the mitzvah, and then use it like something else. It looks like you're lighting a toothpick out of a conical lid. That's not so kabbadik. Achushay, the mechzi command, the shok on the hara. Looks like you're taking away the light. Rishayv ksas melachlucha shmona. You're taking a little bit away of the oil. That's what it looks like to people. Yishraga the shraga. Maybe ner eitzel ner. Shein shal mitzvah, but lo bikisim. You're not using a toothpick in between. You're directly lighting one candle, one lamp to the other. So if it's a piece of mitzvah, there's not, but achushay mishay there is. Okay.